Near the end of our conversation, I asked how Vicente identifies. He had his answer ready.
It's not a tough question for me. My identification myself is my name, Josue Vicente, right? Plain and simple. Now, here in the society is you go to a job interview and then they look into hire minorities, which is another label, minority, which I don't feel that I'm minority. I feel like, okay, this is me. And then I look in for job like anybody else, right? And then under minority, they will say probably preference Hispanic, Latino background. So that's a way of self-identification there. I become a minority. I become a Hispanic Latino. And then people forgot about my name. There is so many labels. People, you know, don't know how to call you. And they believe that it's okay to call you by country of origin, which is nothing wrong with that. I feel very proud being Mexican. You know, I call Mexican too as well. But at the end of the day, what I like to when I like to identify myself, people that I know, my friends, people that I work with, people that I'm planning to continue doing business, or they know me, I make them pronounce my name, Josue. You know, because that's me. That's my identity. I have some people that has, they try to change my name to Joseph, to Josu, to Josh, which will be the translation into English. The thing is, my name is not given by my parents in English. It was given in Spanish or Portuguese, whatever it is. I guess that's how we should be identified, every single one, not by country of origin, not by the color of the skin, not by anything else. It's just basically, you know, you have a name, and then we need to respect that. Sometimes people here in America, like, they're asking, you know, self-identification. And I say, I become a chicken, a spicy chicken. You know, I joke that I'm going to write my book, and I'm going to label that when I become a spicy chicken. And why? You see these restaurants, you know, they supposedly, they say they're now pursuing a friendly relationship with the customers. In order to pursue their friendly relationship with the customers, they take your name so they can call your name at the window when your food is ready. So it happens that I go to this place and then I ask to the cashier, what is the reason that you guys are requesting names? And she says, oh, because that's the policy of the company. We like to be friendly. We like to know the name of the customers that we have, and we like to call it by their name. Okay. And then I give my name, Josue. And I was waiting for somebody to call my name. And then nobody called my name. And my food was sitting there in the bar for almost probably like maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, until I decide to go there and check it out. They say, hey, I'm looking for so-and-so. They order. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right here. My food was called. You know, I have to kind of pretty much talk to the manager. And then at the end of the day, it's like when these companies, these marketing companies are saying they're friendly, are friendly to whom? They're not afraid to people who has a different name or is probably a name who is hard to pronounce. Mm-hmm. There, and then I go to this restaurant and they take the names of the customers. And it happens that the only dish that I liked there was the spicy chicken sandwich. So I would go with my friends sometimes, co-workers sometimes then, and I told them, you know, hey, just remember, you know, when they call my food for me, they're not going to call by my name. They're going to say spicy chicken. And there he is, you know. Somebody's is screaming, John, Ed. And then he becomes spicy chicken. That's me.
Thanks again for joining Dímelo Columbus. And check in again next week for more from Columbus's Latino community.